Part 1. The Silent Shift. Chapter 1. When life no longer needs to be extraordinary to be deeply meaningful. For a long period in inner life, many human beings spontaneously associate depth with intensity. What seems important appears as if it must manifest in a particular form: a strong moment, a striking understanding, an unusual experience, a clearly perceptible sense of opening. Very often, what disrupts seems more real than what remains discrete. The human mind easily recognizes what interrupts the usual course of things. It naturally attributes more value to what surprises than to what repeats itself. Thus, a subtle expectation settles in, without always being formulated. For a life to be deeply meaningful, it should contain something more than its simple, ordinary continuity. This expectation is not artificial. It often arises from a very old relationship to human experience. For a long time, the mind has learned to identify as important what stands out, what strongly modifies the inner state, what produces a sense of novelty or displacement. This functioning is not incorrect. It often constitutes a normal stage in personal, intellectual, or spiritual development. When a person begins to question more deeply, this dynamic can become even more present. Reading, understanding, searching, comparing, reflecting, exploring different frameworks of meaning or different interpretations of life often creates a new inner intensity. Some understandings seem to open a wider horizon. Certain formulations give the impression that a threshold has been crossed. Certain periods appear inwardly very alive, precisely because they contain more tension, more searching, more movement. At this stage, it is common to believe that depth is found mainly in these more marked moments of opening. Yet, over time, a much more discreet shift can appear. This shift usually does not occur in the form of a rupture. It does not resemble a revelation. It produces neither a spectacular sensation nor the impression of a definitive crossing. It manifests rather as a progressive modification in the inner relationship to what makes up daily life. The same days continue. The same responsibilities remain. The same actions return. The same relationships continue their course. Externally, nothing seems to indicate that an important change is taking place, and yet, inwardly, a difference becomes perceptible. A quiet day no longer necessarily feels empty. A moment without particular events no longer seems to lack value. A simple conversation no longer gives the impression of being secondary. A time without intensity no longer automatically calls for something else. This is not a reduction in sensitivity, nor is it an emotional withdrawal. What changes is not the interest in life, but the way life gradually ceases to be measured according to criteria of intensity. For a long time, many people live with an implicit inner structure. What is important must feel important. Yet this equation sometimes begins to shift. Depth no longer necessarily needs to signal itself. It can appear in moments that, in the past, would have seemed too simple to attract attention. Preparing a meal, walking without a particular objective, listening to someone speak about ordinary things, observing a day unfold without trying to immediately draw a conclusion, sharing a silence without feeling the need to fill it. These situations do not become extraordinary. They do not change in nature. What transforms is the way they cease to be considered insufficient. An important part of this shift comes from the fact that inner expectation loosens. For a long time, even subtly, many human beings live with the idea that another quality of life should appear later, clearer, more accomplished, more stable, deeper. Even when daily life is acceptable, part of attention remains oriented toward what could still come, to complete the present experience. This orientation toward a more meaningful future often operates silently. It colors the way the present is lived. It introduces an almost constant comparison between what is there and what could be more. When this tension begins to diminish, the present ceases to be evaluated with the same level of demand. It no longer needs to contain something exceptional in order to be livable. It no longer needs to prove its value. This does not mean that there are no more projects, no more desires, no more momentum, nor any more intellectual or inner inquiry. It simply means that ordinary life gradually ceases to be experienced as an intermediate space while waiting for something more essential. This modification often produces an unexpected effect. Simplicity becomes denser, not dense in the sense of strong emotional intensity, but dense in the sense that it no longer seems empty. The relationship to time also changes subtly. A day is no longer judged primarily by what it has produced. It can be lived through without the need to immediately extract a conclusion, an assessment, or a particular meaning. The constant need to identify what matters diminishes. What matters can simply be lived. There is an important paradox here. The more life ceases to require being exceptional, the more it often becomes inwardly stable. For a significant part of human fatigue comes precisely from this constant comparison between what is being lived and what perhaps should be lived differently. When this comparison loosens, a different energy appears, less spectacular, but more sustainable. Some people sometimes interpret this phase as a slowing down, because the mind, accustomed to measuring movement through intensity, may believe that nothing is happening. When agitation decreases, in reality, it is often a transition toward a deeper form of integration. At the beginning of an inner process, many things must be consciously shifted. Questions, patterns, representations, expectations, interpretations. Later, what has been understood simply begins to become natural. As in any real learning, the most visible phase is not always the most stable. When a child learns to walk, the effort is evident. When the child walks freely, the effort disappears from perception. It is often the same with certain human understandings. When they become truly integrated, they cease to constantly draw attention to themselves. They become a way of being, rather than a permanent object of awareness. It is often at this point that ordinary life regains an unexpected depth, not because it becomes richer externally, but because it is no longer covered by an excessive expectation toward itself. Another consequence then appears: the need for intensity diminishes, without sensitivity disappearing. This often comes as a surprise because many imagine that a calmer life would necessarily be less alive. Yet, in many cases, the opposite is true. Less tension sometimes allows for more presence. Less expectation allows for more attention. Less projection allows for more real perception. Depth then ceases to be linked to what disrupts. It becomes linked to the quality of presence available within what already exists. This presence is not a particular effort. It does not require constant discipline. It resembles more a simpler availability. Being there, without requiring that this moment become something else, welcoming what presents itself, without immediately demanding a particular intensity, inhabiting what exists, without waiting for a higher meaning to justify it. This is not to conclude that all searching becomes useless, nor that all inner movement stops. It is rather to recognize that part of human maturation sometimes leads to this very simple discovery. Life does not need to be extraordinary, to be deeply meaningful, and when this understanding ceases to be only thought and becomes lived, something stabilizes silently. Life continues, but it is no longer lived against itself. Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible. Elle reste stable. Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9. Famille. A. Architecture transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation. Définition officielle. UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable. Définition officielle. UB2, conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2, séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10. Famille A. Architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle, UB2, degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.